Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Whatever, Dave.
Okay, say yeah, Dave.
Whatever.
Whatever, Dave.
It's the Whatever, Dave Radio Network, wherever fine podcasts are ignored.
Well, Jesus tap dancing Christ, where is Dave again, Richard?
Oh, my gosh. You know, I think I might have an idea.
He's at home! Who washing his tights?
Dave, is that true? Are you washing your tights right now? You are at home.
I am at home, yes.
Are you washing your tights?
Yes. So glad to be a part of the extravaganza from my abode tonight. Thank you.
Well, first thing, I want to start this show by clapping for both of my friends.
Oh.
Number one, Richard had a birthday, and
he's
been on vacation all week, and he came in just for this. So claps for Richard.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Happy belated, Richard.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
It's actually kind of serious, Dave.
And Dave debuted.
Suddenly, Dave has a great job.
Kind of, Dave. His gambling segment has made its debut.
Oh, no kidding.
On the WJR Michigan State pregame show. So,
well, that's
claps
great.
For Dave. And, Rich, you and I haven't seen each other in about 5 days.
Yeah.
And there's something you need to know.
Oh.
I'm no longer the same person you once were.
How so?
Welp.
What's become of you, Michael?
Welp, Dave has seduced me into the world of sports betting apps.
Oh, no!
Welcome to the dark side.
Dave, you suck.
And I had my first weekend this weekend, and I have to say, I did not like the person that I was at the end of the Bengals-Steelers game.
I had
the Bengals money line, and they blew the game because they don't have anyone on their team who knows how to long snap a field goal. But then again, I also never felt more alive. So I think I'm going to continue doing this until it ruins me.
Well, you know, Dave is a good sensei to have, and he's got good karma because I went to the casino with Dave one time. I won big. Holy cow. And he treated me to some delicious food at the buffet.
Now, Dave,
it was a great time that day. Too bad that buffet got closed during COVID. I'm very unhappy about that.
Real bummer.
Dave, didn't you get all those points, though, from losing so much? They, like, you know, you paid for your buffet and then some.
Yeah, you know, the point system at the casino kind of is based on not really whether you win or lose, but how long you play. Hmm. So they kind of record on if you put the loyalty card in the machine or give it to the pit boss at the table, they will there's some kind of formula that goes into how long you're playing and what games you're playing, because some games are worth more. Like, for instance, if you're sitting there playing video poker, you're not earning comps as quickly as, let's say, penny slots. Or if you're playing blackjack or craps.
Yeah.
So depending on what games, but they just want, you know, they don't care about giving you free food, free swag. I think that I've given Michael some free glasses.
Oh, yeah. Right. Wedding gift, Dave gave me some old coffee mugs. He won from comps at the casino.
I think
they gave me a real Golden Girls vibe.
I think a nose hair trimmer I gave him.
Yeah, so I have utilized that quite
all
a
right.
bit.
Yeah, and Rich is taking advantage of a nice meal and some good quality time for two-thirds of the Whatever Dave team.
You also gave me a stainless steel mug, and my mother uses it to keep her beverages cold or hot.
I mean, come on.
He's also called us multiple times in the middle of the night to come bail him out of casino jail. But, I started doing sports betting.
Yeah.
Just because it's the way people talk sports now. You listen to any sports talk radio. We work in the broadcast industry. Let's say I get put out on my butt here at The Great Voice and I need to find a gig, and the only place that will hire me is a sports talk in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. And if I don't know any sports betting terminology, or if I don't have a ground view point of view, then I'm not going to be conversant. But
that's true.
You know, and we make a big deal on the show about how Dave's a sports fan. Rich, you and I don't really care about sports. Let me tell you. Caring about sports and being invested in a sporting event, something you have no control over, is just awful. It's just terrible. You're watching all these people who don't even know your name, let alone don't care if you succeed or fail at work out there. And, you know, you got some skin in the game and you're completely dependent on these people hundreds of miles away.
And if they let you down, there's nothing you can do about
right.
it.
Right.
You can't call them up
right.
and cuss them out.
Yeah.
Remind me to show you some text conversations that were going on, especially during the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game.
Oh, yeah.
This was a different Michael than I've ever seen, but it is a Michael that I like a lot.
I wanted people dead. There were people involved in that game. I wanted dead, and I wanted bad things to happen to them and seven generations of their descendants.
If Mike was a made man, this could have been trouble for some certain people that were involved in the Cincinnati-Pittsburgh game.
I got to tell you, I've been in a funk pretty much all of 2022. I think the sports gambling released some kind of
serotonin.
Some chemical in my brain.
Yeah.
Cause I feel like a new man. I feel almost like the old me. And that's probably why people get hooked on this. So, you know, I'm doing $5 bets, $25 in my account. And I hope I don't spiral anymore.
I hope so too.
It's kind of fun, but I can definitely see how it's dangerous.
The old Mike Parson would come into the station
Parson.
Who knows what, you know, we may talk about. Now here's my parlay.
Right.
Here's my futures bets. I'm trying to work my way into same game parlay. Here's my over. Here's my under. Here's my money line. It's a totally new Michael Parsons.
Right.
And I'm a huge fan.
I like it so far, but probably like the end of the Elvis movie, it'll probably end very bad for me, and I'll be fat, sweaty, and poor. So, before we get into your stack of stuff here, we talk about OnlyFans on this show quite a bit, and OnlyFans has been in the news this week because a Detroit City police officer was fired from her job because they found out that she had an OnlyFans page. This quote from, I just had his name here. He's like the morality czar over at the Detroit Police. Chris Graveline, director of the Detroit Police Department's Professional Standards Section. He said that one of the bedrocks of DPD is you have to keep your private life unsullied as well. This is a major point of emphasis to our officers, so when we see something like this, command moves very quickly. Chief White takes these things very seriously because it represents not just DPD, but all the city of Detroit. My question is why? Well, why does your private life have to be unsullied that if you go and make some extra money, because let's be honest, if she was making enough money to make ends meet as a Detroit police officer, she wouldn't have to be on OnlyFans. Why is that grounds for terminating a Detroit police officer?
There's nothing she's doing that's illegal.
Right.
It's just a image thing.
Right.
Just optics. No, I don't think there's anything legally they can do. She could probably sue them, I would presume, for wrongful
termination. Well, she was getting ready to resign anyway. They just found out beforehand and terminated her.
Oh,
but she was getting
really?
To resign a couple days. She was getting ready to resign anyway.
Is it because she was making enough money off her OnlyFans she didn't have to work anymore?
Exactly.
Because that's the new American dream.
You know, and the problem I have with – there's twofold. While I do agree with Mike that, you know, she's not doing anything that's wrong, here's my question. These people that are so excited to find somebody that they work with and then expose them for their OnlyFans account. What is the excitement about that? And then to piggyback that, and somebody brought this up at the radio station, this was a great point. Everybody that is finding out that their coworkers are on OnlyFans so they can out them, how are they finding out that they're on OnlyFans and they find out? So
someone was probably a customer of OnlyFans.
Exactly. So what's the point?
Well, and I see it all the time on the subreddits, the confession subreddits. Somebody found my nudes on Reddit and they let everyone know and it ruined my life. Number one, A, it's 2022. Something like that shouldn't ruin your life anymore. I mean, it's very puritanical to let fire somebody or break off association because there's nude pictures of them on the internet that they either did or didn't post. And yeah, you're right, Dave. I don't know why people get their jollies off finding these people and then exposing them. Is it some kind of like incel activity? Like you're frustrated or you feel like maybe they're promiscuous and they never came on to you, so now you're going to show them? I mean,
oh, that's an interesting theory.
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. Is it just pure jealousy? I don't get it.
But here's the other thing: I'm hearing commercials all over the place about how the Detroit Police Department are having trouble hiring people. So you find someone who's legally making money on OnlyFans. You might not agree with how they're making money, but it is definitely legal. And I don't know. I don't know why that's a disqualifier for a job in law enforcement. One of our P1s, Ron, said that one of his friends made the point that, you know, you find out about all this corruption. There is that big corruption case where people were taking money from tow truck companies and giving them preferential treatment. And, yeah, obviously when those people are caught, they're fired and arrested. But when you put someone making money on OnlyFans, which is consensual, and that it pales in comparison, and eventually you got to start letting stuff go, or you're not going to, it's going to be harder for you to fill job positions, because if you're successful on OnlyFans, you're going to make a lot more money doing that than patrolling the streets of Detroit.
You also have that issue with teachers, too. It's tough to find teachers these days.
And there was a story about, in that story that Mike's reading, there's the Arizona teacher that stopped teaching special ed because she has 3 OnlyFans accounts, a husband and a family. She's making tons of money. They're going on nice vacations, and she's having a great life. And she left her job. She was not told to go leave her job. You know, but she has left her job. Right. But I'm with Mike. Whatever you're doing in your private time is your private time, and she's not breaking the law, so I don't see a problem.
Well, and the other thing, too, going back to the people who like to blow these folks' cover, you know, if you're consuming adult content online, you're the reason that sites like OnlyFans and all those other offshoots exist, because you are creating a market for that. Are you that much more morally superior to someone who's actually, you know, making the content? That, to me, that's hypocritical. If you're looking at it, you're not morally superior to the people making it.
Right.
Yeah, that's a good point.
I agree. So, I agree.
All right, Dave, let's get into your stack of stuff.
This is quite an amazing story. One tonight. You know, the Queen of England, she passed away.
Yes.
And her funeral is coming up on Monday, September 19th. And they're saying that this is going to be the biggest live TV event ever.
Wow.
With no fewer than 4.1 billion people expected to watch it across the globe.
Yeah, no thanks.
I find that amazing.
I mean, I guess it makes sense, because to me, the royals are one big giant cosplay. You know, people grow up with these stories of princesses and princes, and you know, the template is your normal European royal family. It's not the it's not the tyrants of the third world countries or the Middle East who are chopping off people's hands and having harems of 7 wives. You know, you got the prince and the princess, and again, even though the British royals do nothing, somehow the people of England pay them a lot of money to pretend that they do. And I think Americans and people in European countries and the industrialized world, they kind of have this romanticized vision in their head that, oh, look, you know, the fairy tale is real. And it's really weird because I've been watching the coverage. And like I said, I don't want to speak ill of the dead. I want to be respectful. You know, the queen was a mother and a grandmother, and she had people that loved her. But like, coverage of the royals are so freaking weird. Like, they did a whole story on the queen's sister, which I didn't know she had a sister because I don't follow them. And then they're like, and then a stark emotional moment where the queen's sister, Anne or something, curtsies at the at the coffin of her sister. And like, they're acting like this was some big, huge gesture. I'm like, I don't. The whole royals thing is just weird to me. Chances are I probably will watch it because I'll be trying to tune into the Today Show, or it'll be on here at work, and I'll be trying to watch my cable news, and there won't be a way for me to avoid it other than turning off the TV. But
now, what also makes this story so amazing is some of the records and some of the TV events that it will top. For instance, the previous record of $3.5 billion was reportedly when Muhammad Ali opened the Atlanta Olympics back in 1996. If you remember that, he lit the Olympic flame. Mm. They're also saying that it would eclipse other broadcasting records, including the Live Aid concerts in 2005, Sydney's New Year's Eve fireworks celebration in 2010.
Rich, and I don't think I've watched any of these.
And even the wedding of Princess Charles and Lady Diana back in the day.
Yeah.
What about the final episode of Living Single?
Oh, yeah. That was a tearjerker.
You think it eclipsed that? It'll eclipse that?
Now, that's something I would wait 9 hours to pay my respects to.
Wow. Also, you know, Mike, I'd like to bring it up that a few weeks ago, I mentioned to you that I wanted to get back into curtsying.
Oh, yeah.
And it didn't really go very far.
Yeah.
You said, that's an idea of yours.
Right. Well, look, obviously I'm wrong, because if you would have beaten Princess Anne to it, you would have had a feature done on you on the Today Show. So
I'd like to see more curtsying.
Yeah. Well, Rich, you know you shouldn't listen to me on most stuff.
I'm constantly reinventing myself.
You are. Don't listen to me. I only hold you back. Whatever. I'm like,
yeah, no thanks.
I'm like George Costanza. Whatever my instinct is, do the opposite. And that's the first time I think I've ever made a Seinfeld reference.
Yeah,
on
no
this
thanks.
Show. I'm slowly getting there. I'm slowly catching up to the mid-90s in my pop culture. All right. Next topic, and Dave, this will be mine. So I have to tell you, the remake of The Little Mermaid was not even on my radar.
Like you didn't know it was coming out at all?
I mean, maybe I did, but I had no interest in seeing it, no interest in following it. But I guess there's a whole bunch of people on the internet that are pissed that Ariel will be played by a black woman instead of a Caucasian cartoon. I don't know. It's not Halle Berry. 22-year-old Halle Bailey. Am I saying that right? Are you familiar with her work, Rich or Dave?
I am not.
She
must be a newcomer.
Yeah,
but I have no problem with this recast or this new take on The Little Mermaid.
Yeah, so I actually haven't seen anyone I know specifically complaining about it or posting racist memes. I've seen a lot of people posting in response to these memes. But at least 2 million people are mad about this.
Wow.
because the trailer on YouTube has 2 million dislikes on it.
Wow.
Now, I'm sure it's got way more likes, but I just don't understand, except racism, why people care about what happens with fictional characters.
Mm. Yeah, no doubt. This, this makes no sense. And with the way that the world is today in 2022, where everything should be accepted, and I got to tell you, all little kids are going to love it, no matter who plays Ariel.
Right. And there's a whole bunch of people going out there saying, oh, well, what if we made Pocahontas white? What if we made Moana white? Well, a part of Pocahontas' character is she was based off a real Native American, so that'd be factual and accurate.
Yes.
Moana, part of her character's identity, she's Polynesian. So,
like The Rock.
Right. Isn't The Rock in it?
Yeah, he plays the
he plays Rowana.
He plays her. He plays the friend, the helper, Moana's
really
little helper.
It?
I think
yeah.
so. He
yeah,
sings.
His
I think.
Well,
he,
yeah,
no,
his
no.
voice.
Yeah,
yeah, he, no. his he yeah he's yeah.
Well, Richard,
I gotta see that.
I wouldn't expect you to know that because you are a man in your 30s.
yeah, but Rich has nieces.
That's oh, true.
Yeah. Sure, I got a whole slew of them.
But here's the thing. Mermaids are completely made up.
That's what you think.
Right, that's true. At least the type of mermaids that the Little Mermaid is based off
obviously,
of.
Obviously, Mike didn't see Splash.
No, I haven't. Dave, I think that was just pretend, too. I'll have to Wikipedia it, but I think that was pretend, too.
You're probably right.
But do you guys remember when, like, Donald Glover was saying that he wanted to play Spider-Man, and everyone's like, Oh, you can't have a black guy play Spider-Man. Yeah, you can. He's a fictional character. You just write in the script, Spider-Man is now played by Donald Glover, a black man. Boom! Spider-Man's black man.
Plus, there actually was a black Spider-Man.
Was
in
there?
In the comics, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know when. At some point in time, Spider-Man was black.
Same argument that they're having with James Bond.
Right.
You know, same thing.
James Bond can't be a woman. Yeah, unless you type into the script, James Bond is now a woman.
But here's the thing, though. In the last James Bond movie, they did give away 007 to a different person, part of MI6, because Bond was retired. You can't retire 007. You can't give it to somebody else, but that's a different argument.
Huh. Well, I don't know. That's interesting, Dave, because now it seems like you are talking about a character, and it isn't just putting somebody in down on the bell. Now James Bond is a woman. See, you think it's a little different, don't you?
No,
with James Bond.
No, that was it. Was just them giving away the moniker 007.
Oh, that's what. Okay, I see
what
you're saying.
That kind of irritated me.
Traditional element of the 007.
It's just like 007 is James Bond. 007
gotcha.
Isn't some other agent.
Gotcha.
Because Bond retired. If you're going to retire Bond. And then you retire 007.
I mean, yeah, I think it's a mix of a couple things. I think, one, racism does play a part of it. And I can't understand being so racist that a change of a
you
child.
Care about the Little
right,
Mermaid.
a child movie, a child's movie causes me to show my ass on the internet in front of all my friends and relatives. And also, to a smaller extent, there's probably still the "you're ruining my childhood" type people, like the same people who boycotted Paul Feig's Ghostbusters because they were played by women.
Mm-hmm.
I never understood that too because you already had your childhood. How
That's
can
the
they
thing.
Ruin it?
Right. You know what ruined my childhood was turning 30.
Right.
And the thing is.
Get you, the job.
You could take right.
That ruined my childhood.
My mortgage ruined my childhood. And you're right, Rich. I mean, okay, let's say that Batman is to be played by an alligator from now on.
That'd be cool.
A new Batman movie you don't like doesn't ruin Batman. The movies you still like still exist. You can watch those and pretend the other ones didn't happen.
That would be a little weird since one of Batman's villains is Croc, but okay.
Yeah. Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, Dave, luckily this is hypothetical, and I don't think that it's actually in the works.
I just wanted to make sure that you were factually understood what you were talking about there.
Well,
so.
Thank you for keeping me honest, Dave.
Yeah.
Next topic!
So I found this to be a very interesting story, and I wanted to know an answer to a question from the panel here. So
is the panel us?
Yes. In 2022... Do you know that the USA dominates the world's top 20 wealthiest cities with 6 American cities listed where millionaires live? So out of the top 20, there are
the top 20 wealthiest cities in the world.
These are the top 20 wealthiest cities in the world where millionaires live. Okay.
All right.
6 of them are in the United States.
So that I wanted means to know 14 how, that's not.
Right. And I wanted to know how many of these cities
so wait,
you have
hold
been
on.
To.
This is where the most millionaires live?
Yes.
Because I would imagine millionaires live in more than six cities.
Top
in the 20 States.
Cities with the most millionaires
Got
in 2022.
Okay.
All right. So starting with number.
Should we guess or you want to tell us?
Go ahead and see if you can guess.
All right. Top six cities.
They're top six of them. Yeah.
New York.
New York is number one on the list.
Yep. L.A., obviously.
L.A. is, well, they consider it L.A. and Malibu, number six.
Huh. Number six. Houston, oil money, I'm guessing.
Houston, number eight.
Good, Michael.
Wow. Boston. That's just a stab in the dark.
Boston.
Chicago.
Boston, not on the list.
Richard just had a guess.
What was yours?
Chicago.
Chicago on the list at number seven.
Miami.
Miami not in the top 20.
Okay. All right. Read the six because I forgot the ones I
All
guessed
right.
correctly.
So
already.
You correctly got New York. You correctly got Los Angeles and Malibu. You correctly got Chicago. You correctly got Houston. The other two being San Francisco.
Oh, yes. It's very expensive
and
in San Francisco.
Dallas and Fort Worth.
You know what? I was going to guess Dallas when I guessed Houston.
I'm glad you didn't.
Yeah.
So
hey,
how many of these cities
be too perfect.
Have you been to? I know I've been to. I've been to New York. I've been to San Francisco.
New York
I've
and
been,
Chicago, that's it.
I've been to Chicago. I've been to Houston. I've been to all of them. I've been to Dallas. I've
wow.
been to Los Angeles.
Wow.
Yes, I've been.
Look at you.
So I have been to all six. Rich, how many
here
of
you are a poor.
Yes. How many have you been to, Rich?
Just one. Chicago.
Okay.
Multiple times.
All right.
So what are the other one? Is Dubai. I would imagine Dubai's
oh, yeah.
in there.
Yeah, that's
Dubai not in the top 20.
Really?
So here are the other ones for you. Coming in at number two behind New York is Tokyo.
Oh, that makes sense.
Number four, London. Number five, Singapore. Number nine, Beijing. Number 10, Shanghai. Number 11, Sydney. 12, Hong Kong. 13, Frankfurt. 14th, Toronto. 15th, Zurich. 16th, Seoul. 17th, Melbourne. 19th, Geneva. And 20th, Paris.
Well, I'm glad the Americans are still leading the league in something opulent and over the top.
There you go. I was wondering if it's, you know, a lot of athletes, you know, making a lot of money here in the United States. But obviously San Francisco being the tech giant that it is. So, yeah.
I would imagine China was gaining on us, which it sounds like it.
And oh, yeah.
I would have thought there would have been more Middle Eastern, Saudi, United Arab Emirates, but I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they spend all their money on building islands in the middle of the
Well,
ocean.
Dubai is on the list because they also talk about the cities with the fastest growth, and Dubai is on that list. So Dubai is coming. Like Abu Dhabi is also on
right.
that list coming. So
that's where Garfield always mails Nermal.
Right. That's my favorite. I love that.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you get mailed to Abu Dhabi now, it's not so bad.
Kind of
wish someone would mail me. I wouldn't have to pay for a plane ticket.
I will be starting my new life in Abu Dhabi.
My brother's been to Dubai. He says it's pretty fabulous. So.
That's where Rich spent his 37th honeymoon.
That's right. Very
there
good.
Go. So Rich hasn't been to five out of six American cities, but he's been to Dubai. It's pretty impressive,
That's
Rich.
Right. That's right.
Well, because he saved all his money from visiting the other cities and spent it going to Dubai.
That's right.
So, Dave, I know you love to find stories for Richard and I. I found a story. Ooh, I'm becoming a man. I found a story for you.
All right.
It did not sound like there were any cities in Brazil on your list.
No.
But I have
mean,
to.
You know,
I have
might,
to. What
go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
It might have been I might have been some of the growth cities. Go ahead. Yes.
Brazil bans the sale of iPhones until Apple once again starts including a charger.
Wow.
This is from VT. I forgot what that stands for. Brazil has banned the sale of iPhones and has fined Apple until the company starts putting chargers back in the box.
Holy smokes.
Essentially, it's accusing Apple of selling incomplete products to their consumers. And I've been saying this for the longest time. It seems like there was a span of a couple years where the big news was, oh, Apple's adding this to the iPhone. Like, Apple is adding a headphone jack, or Apple is adding a volume button. Stuff that should have already been on a fully functional cell phone device, as your voicemail says, Rich. But they kept it off so that they can keep selling you new iPhones every year. Dave, I think this is fantastic.
I think that this is one of the most ridiculous stories I've ever heard. I'm glad I don't live in Brazil.
What qualifies
fully functional cellular device? That it has a headphone jack, because the iPhone does have a headphone jack. It also doubles as a charger. All right.
And
if you have to buy extra adapter or dongles, as some of Apple people call it.
What was that word again?
This is how dongle. This is how this is how they make money.
Right. So, by duping us.
They're not duping anybody. They're constantly evolving. If you can't evolve at the rate that Apple evolves, then maybe you should just go back to your Droid.
Me wanting a charger to be included in my iPhone?
You've got a charger. Why do you need a new charger with a phone every time?
You can't assume that everyone has a charger
first of all, they give you a cord. They give you a cord. They just don't give you the power brick.
I stand with Brazil in their fight against Apple.
This is going to be a losing battle because people are going to be mad because they're going to want their iPhones and they can't get the new ones.
They've got great consumer protection.
I'm going to get a Brazilian wax just in solidarity with them.
Yeah, support. Send this money from Richard's Brazilian wax to the fine folks of Brazil. Just one Brazilian wax can help you buy a phone charger for an entire village in the rainforest.
That's right, I said it.
Next topic, Dave. I think you got one more.
Yeah, interesting. I want to know what you guys think about these words. Shrinkflation.
Okay.
Adorkable.
Okay.
Subvariant.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice.
Yep.
And the letters ICYMI.
It sounds like everything that's going on TikTok right now.
I bet you these are words that are being added to Webster's.
There you go, Rich. You win the prize. Whoa, yes. Those are five of the three.
For my friend.
Yes,
look who's back from vacation rejuvenated. We have not had Richard getting up and running around the room in a very long time. Wow.
If Rich can somehow come into my camera, it'd be impressive.
That would be.
Those are five of the 370 words and phrases that Merriam-Webster added to its dictionary this month that the publisher just recently announced.
Uh-oh,
ICYMI,
you're boring Rich to death.
Short for in case you missed it.
Yeah, go ahead and go through those one more time before we get out of here, and maybe we can guess what each one means.
Shrinkflation is the first one.
Okay, so that means instead of raising their prices, they keep the prices the same and give you less.
I hurt myself.
You okay, Rich?
Yeah.
What happened?
I hurt my tailbone.
Oh, my God.
I'm okay.
Vacation's a disaster.
It's not your fault.
Shrinkflate, so like a bag of potato chips. They're not going to raise the price of potato chips. They're going to keep the price the same, but you're going to get more air in your bag of potato chips.
The official definition of shrinkflation is the practice of reducing a product's amount or volume per unit while continuing to offer it at the same price.
Yeah, that's what I said. All right, what's the next word?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right. We've got adorkable.
That means you're like a cute nerd. And actually, that one's not new to me. My high school girlfriend's live journal name was Adorkable Nerd.
Oh, really? Really? How far that back?
Yeah.
Ought three or ought two?
When I graduated. But yeah, I think that means you're cute and nerdy.
Yes, socially awkward or quirky in a way that is endearing.
I think it means you're literally and stylish, kissable, and quiet.
There you go. The next one's subvariant, which we all should know what it means.
It means another. A less prevalent variant of a virus?
Correct.
Okay.
Pumpkin spice, which is the flavor that everybody loves to have in everything in the fall.
Yep.
And ICYMI, which stands for in case you missed it, which is a phrase that people use via text messaging.
Oh, that one's new to me.
So there you go.
I'm aware of that one.
Those are five of the 370 words that have been added to the dictionary as we continue to evolve, not only with OnlyFans, but with our language in 2022.
Wow. Full circle. All right. Well, Richard, thank you for coming in
on your
vacation. Dave, thanks for dialing in from home.
Oh,
appreciate it. It this is a pretty cool way to do the show.
Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to get...
Don't get used to it.
I knew that was coming.
We could change the name of the show to Mike and the Richmeister pretty quick.
Whoa!
No, that Dave, would kind of go against. It would kind of go against your core values since you are the originator of the show, though.
I just want my friends in studio.
And you'd miss me.
Yeah.
To a point. All right, bye.